to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Easter Day, April 17th, 2022, by Eric Williams.
I don't know about you, but I love a good mystery story. Ever since I was a kid reading the Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew, then I graduated to Sherlock Holmes and I read obsessively every Sherlock Holmes mystery. I have a little theory that every detective show since then, everything that's been on TV, actually harkens back to Sherlock Holmes. There's usually some strange kind of quirky guy who's a genius and then a dumb sidekick. Almost all the shows have that same format. Arthur Conan Doyle was really on to something. I've now moved on from mystery stories to puzzles. I love puzzles. I have to do the New York Times crossword puzzle every morning with my coffee, and then they keep adding things like Wordle. Anyone else do Wordle? I'm kind of obsessed with Wordle. And I realize why I like these puzzles, because they're like a little mini mystery. You have something that's not there, you have to figure it out and put it together, and then it's so satisfying when it is solved. Right? Just like those mystery novels, it's so satisfying when you find out who done it. Sometimes you knew it early on, sometimes you didn't know till the end. It was a great twist. Well, I say all this because our Easter message this morning, our gospel, is a kind of a mystery story, isn't it? Jesus was murdered on Good Friday. And then on the first Easter, the women went to the tomb and there was no body. Almost like one of those locked room mysteries. What happened to Jesus? Interestingly, at the end of our gospel today, we still don't know. Jesus is still not there. I mean, later on we know there's more stories in Luke's gospel, the road to Emmaus story, and then next Sunday we'll hear about doubting Thomas, and there's lots of stories of Jesus' resurrection, but not today. Today we're left with the mystery. Where did Jesus go? And like any good mystery, there's clues. The women go and they see the cloths are there that he was wrapped in, but he's not there. And then there are these interesting, strange guys. What are they? Men? Are they angels? Nobody knows. And they give them some more clues. They say, Jesus is not here. He has risen just as he told you. Remember. Remember how he told you that he had to die and be raised, and he's gone ahead of you. Remember. And so they go back. And like a good mystery story, they tell their clues to the other disciples. And here's where the story gets a little awkward. The male disciples are always a little slower on the uptake than the women. Did you notice that? Like, the women get it right away. Like, the angels tell them, like, oh, yes, he's risen. That's great. Let's tell the disciples. This is great news. And the men are like, oh, no, no. They said it was an idle tale. Oh, you women, you're always going on about something. No, you idiots, this is real. And it takes them days to figure it out, right? They have to see Jesus multiple times before it finally sinks in. But they finally get there in the end. This mystery story is important for us. It's important because our lives are full of mysteries. Not just the fun kind in a mystery novel where the stakes are low, or a Wordle puzzle where there are no stakes at all. But our lives are full of deeper, more complex mysteries. Things like, why do bad things happen to good people? Why, if Jesus was raised from the dead, do we still have to deal with old age and cancer and death? Why are we still living in this mystery? And there's other mysteries like, why are there 10 hot dogs in a package and only 8 hot dog buns? That one's been bothering me for years. But you get my point. We struggle to make sense of life. We want life to be as simple as a mystery novel with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Everything is wrapped up neat and tidy at the end. TV shows are like that. You have a half-hour show or a one-hour show. There's a crisis, and then it gets solved. Isn't that deeply satisfying? Unlike our lives where nothing seems to get resolved ever. Well, it occurred to me, if God is writing this mystery story, we want to be at the end, but we're still in the middle, right? God's story began with creation when, in an act of incredible love, God created the whole cosmos and all of us to be partners with God in creation. God illumined his people Israel with the prophets and the law and led them through their long history. And then the climax of the story, God sent himself in the person of Jesus Christ to take on our mortal nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to himself. And we are still living into that promise. We're not at the end of the story. God is still working out this loving relationship. We are still working in that world of complexity, of lots of gray areas where things don't add up, they don't make sense, and we struggle to make meaning. I have to say, the older I get, the more comfortable I am with uncertainty and ambiguity. Right? I feel like when I was younger, I wanted everything to be neat and tidy. You know, black and white, simple, clear cut. You're right or you're wrong. It's good or it's bad. You know, kids get enraged when things aren't simple like that. They get really upset. And now as I get older, I realize that, boy, life is, I can't even understand myself half the time. How can I understand other people or the world? It's a mystery. And I'm okay with the mystery as long as the author of that mystery is our loving God. St. Paul points us to this process through which God is unfolding the mystery. He says, this is how the resurrection happens. Christ is the first fruits, like the promise of that resurrection. Then he is spending this long, long time working out through the Holy Spirit the salvation of the world. And finally, in the end, we will all be united in this new resurrection life. So let's make peace with being in the middle of the story. We don't know who done it. We don't know how the story is going to come out, but we do know in the depths of our being that the one who is writing this story is the one who made us and who loves us and who gives us more than we can possibly ask or imagine. The God who redeems us in this joyful promise of resurrection life. So let's celebrate Easter joy today, and let's dedicate ourselves to walking into the rest of the story with hearts aflame with love, accepting the mystery and knowing that at the heart of mystery is always love. Amen.